This is Fine Music Radio on 101.3 FM. It's a Thursday evening. My name's San, and welcome to the FMR SA Sessions. In tonight's episode, we are proud to present to you a recording of the Mokoem Govata Homecoming Concert that took place at the iconic Homecoming Center last Saturday.
For those that don't know who Mokoem Govata is, a legend in South African music, he's born and raised in Langa and moved to Guguletu when he was a little boy. And he was inspired by the township sounds, the music of the Zion Church and spiritual music that came from spiritual healers. And in the mid-1970s, he finished school and went to look for what his heart was asking for, and that was music. So he immersed himself into music, and he met with legends like Winston Mankunku, as well as Blackie Tempe, who passed away just recently. May his soul rest in peace. Mokoem moved in the 1980s to Johannesburg and did some recordings with a record company, a label called Zomba Records. And Zomba Records was owned at the time by a South African. They also recorded with Jonathan Butler back in the day. Now, while he was there, he bumped into another legend, Hugh Masekela. And Hugh Masekela took him around the world. They toured with Brayu and some of the band members from Johannesburg. So we had this young Mokoem working with some of these great names. And that was when he got recognized internationally. Now, more recently, early this year, he did a tour of America. He was in San Francisco, and he made friends with an American guitarist, Gary Whitner, who, by the way, is with him tonight. They're going to be performing together with the quartet. Ladies and gentlemen, the CTMA, the Cape Town Music Academy, curated by Luvuyo Kakaza, in association with Fine Music Radio, would like you to put your hands together and welcome to stage the Mokoem Govata Quartet, featuring Gary Winter on guitar, Sibusiso Matsimela on bass, and Tefo Mohola on drums. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This piece is simply called Khululeka from the album Brass Cap Sessions Volume 3. And then we opened with a song simply called Ezilalini, the village. The song came to me when we went to bury my father, Eastern Cape. So it was my first time there. I was born in Langa. I was raised in the township. When I saw the countryside, it was way too beautiful for me. And the cousins, especially the younger ones, were miserable because there was no network, you know. I was having a ball and the ideas were flowing. I mean, sparse houses all over the place, you know. I mean, here and there, rivers. It was way too beautiful. And, hey, dedicated to my late father. Okay. How about a big hand for our beautiful guest, friend of mine? We met in... I always let him to narrate, you know, when we met and how, and how we've, you know, kind of... But since 2006, yeah, for now, I'll just leave it. Gary Whitner. He plays Mpakanga like nobody's business, I tell you. And then on the bass, Sibusiso Matsimela. Tifo Maola. Jazzy Jive is going to be led by this young man. Thank you. Sibu Siso. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tune before this, Jazzy Jive, and this one, it's a new material from the latest album, Lullaby for Kayoyo. By the way, Kayoyo is my grandson. I'm a granddad now. Yes. He's four, he's beautiful. Oh, he brings joy when he comes for visits. I love him to bits. Kayoyo. Kaya. What's your name? At this point, young gentlemen, will you please excuse us? Mr. Gary and myself are going to do something, intimate. You want to take a... not a beer.
The young guys need
yeah.
a rest.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a serious piece written by a friend of mine, Paul Henmer, simply called The White Sand of the Flats, dedicated to the passing of my very firstborn, my daughter, Nonceba. The White Sand of the Flats. It's on this album as well. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gary Whitner is a singer as well.
Well,
yeah.
There's a difference between a guitar player who sings and a singer. And I'm about to show that to you right now. we have, I don't know if you have the saying here, you know, from the, in our country we say from the ridiculous to the sublime. So now if you turn that around, we're going from the sublime to the ridiculous. Okay. This is a tune I wrote. It's about an aging hipster, you know, who used to have it but doesn't quite anymore. I don't know who I was writing about. I don't know why they're laughing. And it has a, if you're interested, we don't have to do this, but it has a sing-along component, if you guys are up for it. And the song is called I'm Sliding Down That Slippery Slope. And the hook of it is simply sliding down that slippery slope. So those of you, I can look out in the audience and I can see there's a, there might be some slope sliders out there. Yeah. So,
slope sliders.
So it's very simple. It's sliding down that slippery slope. That's all. Slide. There's only three notes. Sliding down that slippery slope. Oh, my
Whoa.
God. They didn't even need help.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do it one more time, just for the heck of it. Two, three, and.
Sliding down that slippery slope.
My
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah. So it's going to come. I'll give you the, you know, I'll give you the high sign. But it comes after, you'll hear this. What is it? Yeah, this is a B diminished arpeggio. Doesn't matter what it's called. You know, it could be called George. We call it B diminished, but it could be anything, right? So when you hear this, I'm sliding, right? So that's when that will happen. Okay, so we'll see how far we get with that. So here it comes, slippery slope. It's like an old R&B, not what the young people call R&B. I mean, 1940s Louis Jordan R&B. The only thing I call R&B. I've got my moves. I've got my lines. My moves are smooth. My lines are fine. I try so hard, but there's no hope. I'm sliding down that slippery slope, nice sliding down slippery. This style of mine, it's a finely aged wine. My moves leave other dudes behind. Don't tell me straight, I can't cope. Here it comes. I'm sliding down that slippery slope. Very nice, sliding down slippery. In my head, I'm grease lightning, and you know, in the mirror, I look great. But the truth's a bit more frightening. For some of us, it's just a bit too late. Now I know. Now I see. It's news for no one else, just me. I'm not so smart, but I'm no dope. I'm sliding down slippery. In my head, I'm a genius, and you know, in the mirror, I look great. Can we keep this just between us? Reality caught up with me a bit too late. Check out my moves. Dig my style. You know that proves that all the while, I'm swinging hard at the end of a rope. I'm sliding down that slippery slope. Thank you very much.
Gary Whitner. Yeah, he's got it. He still has it, eh? Okay, we're going to do a short one, a last one for this set, and take a break so that you can buy some CDs. How's that? Yeah, he has his stuff as well. You know, he's recorded for many years. And this one is dedicated to the late, great Max Taimani, a drummer from here, Cape Town, one of my teachers, Mr. Max Taimani. One, two, three. Thank you.
Let's take a short break now, and when we come back, more from the McCoy and Rubata Quartet.
Let's call back McCoy and his quartet for part two of the homecoming concert. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the McCoy and Rubata Quartet. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. I had to play that tune. Yeah. It's one of my songs that put me on the map. And I don't play it, but I make sure when I'm in Cape Town, I play it for my people to market. Yeah, I wrote it in 1993. I remember I was at Kippies warming up, doing my major and minor scales, and somehow the melody crept in, you know. And it was I was missing Cape Town, you know. Yeah, it was overcast. Yeah. And then outside there, warming up, you know, the idea came to me. And I remember my late mom, whenever I'm in Joburg, you know, coming to visit, and then I go like, hey, I'm Mesa home. What do you mean? This is home. No, my home is in Joburg. No, mama. Yeah, may her soul rest in peace. This is for her. Yeah, Cape Samba. Okay, now, as we continue, this one is simply called Siabulela. Siabulela, we are grateful. Yeah, and it's also a name of my American band, led by my friend, Gary Whitner. Siabulela.
Thank you.
Siabulela. Yeah, that's from the album. I did say that, okay? Next, also from the latest album, this one is simply called Chona Corner. Thank you, Chona Corner. Yeah, we're going to do the title track of the latest album now. Yeah, for my beautiful grandson, Kayoyo. Yeah, Yoyoyo, man. Hey! Yes, yes, yes. Lullaby for Kayoyo. Thank you. Thank you. I know it's not much of a lullaby towards the end. Yeah.
It was time to wake up.
Exactly, time to wake up, yeah. Yes, there's one tune from album, The Strings Attached Project. This one is simply called, what is it called? Kumbule Kai. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Over to my friend Gary. Okay. Take over.
All right. This is a tune I wrote a number of years ago in response to. I teach at the University of Maine School of Music back home, and the faculty does a jazz concert. Jazz faculty does a concert every year, and the boss told us there's a theme this particular year, and the theme was, it's not your grandfather's jazz. Right, whatever that means. That was my reaction. It was like, what are you talking about? So, you know, it was like, I guess, supposed to be modern, whatever that word means. So I wrote this tune in response to that, and it's called Too Modern for Me. And it does not necessarily, I like to say, it does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the management. Or, for that matter, anyone else in the band. And it is kind of a modern song because it's got weird time signature things and this and that. So anyway, here it goes. Too Modern for Me. Too modern for me, much too modern for me. How small, how fast does it have to be? Much too modern for me. We all use our laptops, we can drive a keyless car. Tell me how it all stops. Tell me when it's gone too far. Much too fancy for me. Much too fancy for me. How new, how slick does it have to be? Much too fancy for me. I can Skype with my friends. I can buy an easy pass. Tell me how it all ends. Can we take our foot off the gas? Tiny screens that I have to get. No more Facebook friends I've never met. Much too modern for me. Much too fancy for me. Now that I'm a granddad, should I have a different view? Maybe it's not all bad. Maybe it's just stuff that's new. No. Much too modern. Much too modern for me. Monetized data. Surveillance capitalism. Personal identification numbers. How many pins does one person need? Last month, McCoy and I were in San Francisco. We saw driverless taxis. You couldn't pay me to get into one of those things. We were rehearsing the other night, and he mentioned artificial intelligence. I don't care how much information you give a computer, it will never be able to make a saxophone sound as good as my friend over here. Because he's got a brain and a heart. And a computer will never, ever have that. Much too modern. Much too fancy. Much too modern. Much too modern for me. Much too modern for me.
Here we go.
Much too modern.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, really, performing for you beautiful people, my peoples. Yeah. These two young men are brilliant. We only had one rehearsal, you know, 2.5 hours last night. When I landed, yeah. Tifo Mahola, Sibusiso Matsemela. They're too beautiful. And of course, my dear friend, Mr. Gary Whitner. When I close with a song entitled Entlombeni.
Once again, Gary Whitner, Sibu, and Tefo. So, pre-1652, the healthcare centers were vibrant. You go to consult if you have a prostate thingy going, a migraine, you go to a soothsayer, Isangoma, traditional healer. And sometimes, by merely singing along and hearing the beat of the drum beat, you so much get cured, you know what I mean? So, the concept of this song is that, Situ entlombeni kulapho siya khona. It goes like this. Entlombeni kulapho siya khona. Entombeni kulapho siya khona badibidi babidi baba entombeni badibidi babidi kulapho siya khona badibidi babidi baba entombeni kulapho siya khona duvuyo phakama entovuyo phakama kodini dlala entombeni kulapho siya badibidi babidi babidi baba entombeni kulapho siya khona oyo yo yo lo 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 oh lo 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 entomben kulapho siya khona bibiri babri bibiri baba entomben kulapho siya I'm sure that headache is gone now ne and that pain iambil kulapho siya khona entomben kulapho siya khona entomben kulapho siya khona.
What a great birthday celebration for McCoy. McCoy Mbukwata and the quartet. Yes, I know you want more. I think we all want more, right? Are you guys happy to stay for one more? Should we get them out for one more? Let's do an encore. Let's welcome them back, the Mokoim Rubata Quartet, with an encore.
This last one is simply called Face the Music. You know, what I like about Fine Music Radio, they play our music and they play jazz. Yeah, yeah, 7 days a week. Yeah, we need the support. Yeah. I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm proud of my hometown. It's the only place in Africa where jazz, local music is played 7 days a week. It's a market. Yeah, you don't, yeah, yeah. I'm so proud, man. Whenever I'm here, it's like, yeah, I'm home. Yeah, 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 man and bag. Yeah, Ustad, my bro. No, no. You have your thing going, I say. So without further ado, face the music. Otherwise, those who don't play our music, they'll face the music. Yeah. We'll talk about them overseas and all over the place. Face the music. One, two, three.
thank you to all those who came out in support of the celebration of South African jazz. A big thank you to the CTMA, the Cape Town Music Academy, as well as Luvuyo Kokaza for curating this amazing performance. Thank you to Michael, the in-house sound engineer at the Homecoming Center, for the recording. Thank you to Mwande, our producer. This has been a live recording of the Mokoim Rubata Homecoming Concert. My name is San. Peace and blessings till we meet again. FMR.